B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
We typically have the ladies call in to check on their boyfriends, but Carson, what makes you want to check on your girlfriend?
She's got a new pair of Jordans.
Okay.
Like sneakers?
Yeah. Nice pair of Jordans. Okay, but she doesn't have the money to buy them. She goes to college. She's a student. She works as a barista. I know that she doesn't have the money to get them.
Could her parents have bought them for her?
Right. Yeah, I mean, maybe one of 100 people might have done this for her. That doesn't mean that she's cheating.
No. I've asked her about it. She's being standoffish about it. She says that she has the money, and she leaves it at that.
How long have you guys been dating?
Gosh, probably 2 years now.
Okay, well, maybe she's got a side hustle.
Carson, we're going to need more than that, dude. What else do you have that makes you think that she's cheating on you? Anything? If not, we're going to move on.
This was around 12:15.
Okay.
I text her saying, I wanted to hang out. Okay, she lives right down the street. She didn't answer my text. Okay?
All right.
So, I go over to her house. She lives with her mom. And I walk around. I can see her bedroom light. Her bedroom light is on. Okay?
Okay.
I go for the window. Light immediately goes out.
Like, it was off talking. Or it was on?
It was on and then they immediately turned it off.
Yeah. Yeah. The light immediately goes out.
Like maybe they saw you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I can hear people talking.
Yeah, they were probably scared because it sounds like you were doing some creepy things.
Trying to break in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, lucky they didn't call a cop.
I was there.
You think they knew that you were there. Did you hear a man's voice?
I can't say that it was a man or a woman, but it sounded like hushed tones knowing that they had been found out.
Like whispering.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so then what did you do?
Well, I left. I like her mom a lot. I like her neighbors. I just wasn't going to cause a scene.
I mean, do you see that your evidence is, I don't know, circumstantial?
I don't think so. I mean,
all right, what do you guys think? Should we do it?
I guess. If he wants to do it, I'll do it. I just don't know that that's...
Yeah, forget the Jordans.
I just want to call her and see if she saw him creeping around in the yard.
That's true also. All right. I mean, forget the Jordans. To me, that could be anybody who bought her Jordans.
Yeah.
But if she doesn't send them to you and she sends them to somebody else, then I can see where maybe you tie it in. Well, maybe this new guy bought you the bought her the shoes. But let's find out, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Brittany, please.
This is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is we're a brand new gift company and we're trying to get our name out there. So we're calling a couple people, just cold calling to see if you would like a romantic man package to send to someone you love.
I don't really want to like give my email or anything. I don't want to be spammed or...
Brittany, you don't have to do any of that. All that we're asking in exchange is that you tell some people about our services. It's just a little grass marketing roots campaign that we have going on.
This sounds really sketchy.
I know, it does sound a little...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Crazy, but it is free and it comes with a bottle of champagne, dinner for two, and some cigars as well. So if you have someone you'd like to share the package with, I can take their name and then call them next and let them know that the two of you will be sharing that package.
Okay. All right.
All right. Who would you like to share this package with?
Send it to Aaron.
All right. So we're going to be calling Aaron next. Aaron.
Brittany.
Hello?
Aaron.
Brittany, that's your boyfriend, Carson.
Yeah, you're on War of the Roses.
Why?
It's War of the Roses. It's where we catch cheaters on the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Brittany, is it Aaron?
Remember when you said it sounded sketch?
Yeah, and I was so right.
So
who's Aaron?
He's my best friend, Brittany.
Yeah, Carson. Like,
oh my
sorry.
God.
Are you cheating with your man's best friend?
We've become close friends recently. Carson's just like out of his mind all the time, doing really odd things. And like Aaron's kind of picked up on it too. We've become like close. Like I wouldn't call it necessarily cheating because nothing's really happened yet. But yeah, I mean, sorry. You've been so out of your mind.
What?
Okay, well, nothing's happened for you to send flowers to him, Brittany.
Brittany, what do you mean by out of your mind?
He's just, like, accusing me of all these things all the time, and
like
it wasn't...
Like, of cheating?
And I understand that looks bad, but genuinely, like, nothing was going on. He, like, pushed me away.
Are you cheating on your boyfriend with Aaron?
It eventually happened, yes, but...
Okay, but why wouldn't break up? Why wouldn't you just break up with Carson?
I don't really have to tell you guys over the radio, to be honest with you.
No, you know what? You really don't, but you're honestly an awful human if you can think that for a second it is okay for you to be in a relationship with someone, and because you're not happy with the way it's going, I'm going to go sleep with other people and test the waters, and then when I figure that out, then I'll break up with them. That's not what you do. You break up with them.
Thank you so much for the lecture.
Good. I'm glad. Maybe you can pick something up from this.
You end it
something.
With Carson, and then even if you do end it with Carson, you break all sorts of codes by messing around with his best friend.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a whole other thing.
That's on him. That's not on me.
Brittany, let me ask you this: when Carson said there was a night where he was going through the yard and your light was on, and he felt like you guys saw him.
Yeah, he texted you,
and he texted you, and you shut the room light off. Did you see him outside?
Like a creeper. What a creepy thing to do.
Did you know it was him, though?
Was Aaron inside the room with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was creepy.
All right, that's it. I'm going to Aaron's work right now.
Well,
we're having a chat. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, bud, that's not what you need to do.
Thanks a lot. I don't...
Hey,
thanks a lot.
You did this. This is your fault.
Not really. No, I was going to handle it my own way.
Oh, you were just going to continue cheating. That's what you were going
to
do.
So you might want to call Aaron and tell him that Connor's on his way to see him.
Great. Yep, will do.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings at kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.